This is Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
JBL Tour Pro 3 earbuds are for those who don't conform to the standard.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to get into some touchscreen technology, how about the smart charging case, clear sound? These are not standard things. You're only going to get them with the JBL Tour Pro 3, baby.
And I love the sound of JBL when it goes... These earbuds are packed with innovation because you can't stand out by following others.
Touchscreen smart charging case for one-touch control, instant EQ customization, true adaptive noise canceling, and the one-of-a-kind audio transmitter, which can plug and play with everything from game consoles to in-flight entertainment. What more could you want? First doesn't follow. Grab a pair at JBL.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. I welcome Chris Riegel, the CEO of Scholar.com. This is the Scholar Report, a global technology firm transforming retail space with digital signage worldwide, all the occupied continents. We go to the occupied continent of the United States of America, North America, with a headline that is Sign of the Times. Denny's set to shutter 150 restaurants as U.S. dining industry struggles. Subhead, America's Diner. Denny's advertisement aims to slash poorly performing locations, 10% of its fleet. Chris, a very good evening to you. This is poor performing parts of Denny's. However, we hear repeatedly now the complaint during the election polling of the high price of food in the grocery mostly, but also at restaurants and dining across America. There is also the puzzle about energy prices driving food higher and then maybe bringing down some of the costs. But the American people, quite oddly, want the prices to go back to where they were before the inflation of 22 and 23. That is something that the Harris campaign has talked about repeatedly, despite the puzzlement by economists. And I believe the Trump campaign is not alien to it. Is there a reason to believe that the prices can return to 2022? Or is Denny's now just moving with the story, accepting that those prices stay high? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. There are several interesting paths to this story. One is certainly the middle income and lower income recession that's been going on the last 2 years, and that being a prime Denny's customer where that customer simply does not have the same amount of disposable income because of inflation. You're seeing that against the five or six other chains that have filed bankruptcy and chains rumored to be like TGI Fridays that might file in the next 24 to 48 hours. So there's a lot of pressure on that consumer at that mid to lower end of the economic scale. Number two, you have the inflation, having recently eaten at Denny's in Calgary when paying $26 for a breakfast meal. It's certainly not the same that it used to be. And then number three, this impact, Denny's is heavily weighted in the state of California. In California, because of the adverse legislation passed in the food service industry with much higher wages, much higher vacation requirements and others against the employers, many, many chains are effectively downsizing their way out of California because you simply cannot maintain your business model in that market without exorbitantly high prices that the customers will not pay. So it's a three-pronged problem.
I want to understand this. There are chains of dining chains all across America. Is that a bubble, Chris? Were they too high for the expected inflation, or did the low interest rates for too long fool them into thinking they could maintain their fleets?
Well, John, it's a combination. You have in many of those chains private equity, and you have high levels of debt on the chains. So the high interest rates certainly hurt them there, but also changing trends. The restaurant industry is a very, very aggressive industry. There are always brands on the rise, brands that are falling, and these debt problems and inflation problems and the pressure on the consumer are just accelerating those cycles. Unfortunately, we've probably not seen the end of it, and it would be very safe to say in the next 1, 3, 6 months, you'll see more staples of the American dining experience, like a Denny's, like a TGI Fridays, like a Red Lobster, signaling trouble, but that's a signal of the larger economic challenges to the sector.
The presidential contest will be resolved eventually, but the Wall Street Journal is out with a poll result this morning showing margin of error, within the margin of change for either candidate. But Mr. Trump is ahead, to my knowledge, for the first time in the Wall Street Journal poll with Harris, marginally, a 2% lead with a 2.5% swing that's possible. What's striking to me is the trust about the economy. Mr. Trump is more trusted than Ms. Harris, which, okay, Trump's been president and the economy went well for his first 3 years. This is back before the inflation. Ms. Harris has been vice president during the time of inflation. Is it that simple, Chris? The person who's standing there when inflation hits get blamed for it.
John, it goes to the old trope of, are you better off now than you were 4 years ago? American voters vote from their pocketbook first, their domestic security second. And I think in both of those areas, Ms. Harris has a pretty tall hill to climb to overcome some of the challenges the last several years. It's still very, very close in terms of the margins, a toss-up, and could go either way. But it definitely feels like there's been a lessening of support on the Harris side in the last several weeks, and Mr. Trump is gaining momentum.
So the economy and inflation, Trump leads very happily, way outside the margin of error, and both those issues for the poll that the Wall Street Journal did. Foreign affairs, Israel, Hamas, Mr. Trump's in the lead as well. Social Security and Medicare, however, are for Ms. Harris, which is appropriate. Abortion is for Ms. Harris. But the immigration, economy, and inflation are clearly favoring Trump. Is that the same story in Ohio that it is here in the east part of the country? I know Ohio tends red, but what are the major issues in Ohio?
John, Ohio is, as Mr. Vance can attest to, kind of ground zero to the negative impacts of globalization in many parts of the old Rust Belt economy here. So I think you see Ohio voters that continue to shift on more of a Make America Great type platform view of bringing back manufacturing, redomesticating jobs. That being said, it's very interesting to watch the competition between Mr. Brown and Mr. Moreno for the Ohio Senate seat in the last 2 weeks. Also, similarly to the Trump numbers versus Ms. Harris, it seems that Mr. Moreno is on the upswing, and you have voters moving again to vote their pocketbook on domestic economic issues.
Now, a golden oldie for Chris Riegel is commercial real estate. We've talked about major cities and secondary cities in the country struggling back from the pandemic, where the attendance rate is still not 100%, not even 70%. In New York City, it's even much worse than that. I read in the Financial Times the same story in London. You spent these last weeks in London. Canary Wharf and the markdown of these buildings, although, again, it's something you've taught me, extend and pretend. The expectation is that there will become an accounting day in which you can't anymore hide the fact that your buildings are empty. Are people back to work in London in rates that are exceed what's going on in the U.S.?
John, London has very much gone back to work on kind of the four-day work week. Monday through Thursday is very much as it was pre-pandemic, almost fully to that point in terms of the shops, the people back in the office. Friday is now considered a remote work day, but London is back to functioning as normal, where still some of the major U.S. cities clearly are not.
Extend and pretend is the game. Brookfield, a very large real estate holding in the U.S. and the U.K., is looking to sell some of their premier buildings, but not yet. Interest rates are everything. Is this an interest rate story, or is it the pandemic? What can we choose?
It's probably a bit of both. In London, you have a unique condition different than what you'd see in San Francisco or New York here, where in San Francisco or New York, where you might see write-downs of 50, 60, 70%, London, the write-downs might be 10 to 15%, but London has such an amazing housing market and such tremendous housing demand. Many large commercial buildings are being converted to residential, and that residential market, which is very, very hot, can take as much inventory as it can get. So it does not see the same markdowns, and the conditions for back to work are so different that you'll see less of a haircut in the London market versus some of the big U.S. markets.
And the initiative on the CHIPS Act, we've touched on this before, just checking. Ohio stands to be one of the beneficiaries of the CHIPS Act, but Intel's in trouble. Is that trouble profound? Is it the curse of being put on the cover of Sports Illustrated, being picked by the government of the United States to be a winner? Is that what's going on with Intel?
John, Intel is not a challenge that came up quickly, nor will it be solved quickly. Intel over the last 50 years has had an incredible run, but in the last 20 has had some challenges with incumbency versus some of the companies, the Qualcomms, the NVIDIAs that came up as leaner, more agile, more forward-thinking competitors. That being said, I'd be highly confident that Intel will fix its problems. However, it may have to restructure, chop the company up into two or three pieces. Will Intel be here in 3 years, 5 years? Yes, but it may be in a different form. As that applies to chips, the U.S. still needs that national champion, like an Intel in the foundry side of the business. So it's strategic to U.S. interests that Intel remains and grows. What shape or form that will take is unknown at this point.
Chris Riegel is the CEO of Scholar.com, a global technology firm transforming the retail space with digital signage.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
This message comes from Greenlight. Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on what your kids are spending with real-time notifications. Join millions of parents and kids building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get started risk-free at greenlight.com/iHeart.
Does Friendly have a taste? If it does, it's probably like Hello's peppermint-flavored anti-plaque and whitening toothpaste. Brush away plaque, show tartar who's boss, and remove surface stains to naturally whiten. Hello's thoughtful and flavor-forward products make brushing your teeth feel like a confetti-filled bathroom dance party. So say hello to Hello with the always cruelty-free, never tested on animals toothpaste that's made to spread smiles. Visit HelloProducts.com and let Hello add some everyday yay into your life.